Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 1. This morning we're considering Mary, a servant of God. Which one of you young ladies would like to read for us this morning? Okay, Grace, thank you for volunteering. Is that what the book says? Yes. You have to come up here, though.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For God, with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
You read very well.
Praise God. The Bible doesn't tell us much about Mary, does it? It just tells us that she was living in the little town of Nazareth. I understand that Nazareth was one of the poorest villages. It was north, in the northern part of the land. Didn't they say, "What good thing can come out of Nazareth?" Didn't they say that? Right, like nothing good comes from Brooklyn, right? I think many Bible scholars will tell us they believe that Mary was maybe just a young lady, 14 years old maybe, 15 years old. Not too far removed from some of you here this morning. And all of a sudden, this angel appears to her. We're not told what she was doing at that time. You know, we'd like to think she was praying and reading her Bible. But maybe she was sweeping the kitchen or cooking a meal or gathering wood or just doing something very ordinary. But I think Sister Sarah hit it on the head, got it right. God saw her heart. Amen. So what is it about Mary? Let's think now. What is it? If we had to list some characteristics of a servant that we see in Mary, what would they be? What's the one thing you notice?
Meekness.
As a meekness, right? I think our sister touched on that. Lord, why are you coming to me, you know? Why did you pick me? It was a meekness. Put that down. M-E-E-K-N-E-S-S. Anybody need a pen?
Meekness. What else about Mary?
You think obedience? Do you think it was important that she said, may it be to me just as you have said. You think that was important? Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, there's that word acceptance, right? I had that down. I also had the word that she embraced God's will. You know, not only was it, okay, you know, just do it, you know, or, no, she embraced it. Lord, just do what you said. Just do what you said, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. Now, I'm sure that she couldn't fathom it. I mean, can you imagine an angel appears to you? I mean, that would kind of put me, I think, you know. Brother Tom, I still have my hearing. Yeah, she didn't negotiate with the Lord. She just said, Lord,
here I am,
Lord. Just let it be what as you said. You know, and sometimes we might not know what that all entails. I mean, she there's no way she could have known what that meant. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us, but you wonder why she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. You know, I've seen it portrayed that maybe the other townsfolk were saying, hey, look at her. Wonder what happened to her. Right? She wasn't married yet. The wedding hadn't taken place yet. There was probably some ridicule and accusations. And how can we know that? Well, Joseph was thinking about maybe putting her away because of it. I mean, when you're expecting a child, you can't really hide it. Maybe for a little while. Who would believe a girl? Oh, yes, an angel appeared to me. And told me I'm going to have the Son of God. And everyone said, oh, that's great, Mary. I mean, we read it and it's such a simple story and it's so nice and everything is wonderful. But for Mary, it cost something. Now, the end was wonderful. It was. But the things that she had to endure and even to see her son rejected. What did Simeon say to her? A sword shall pierce through your own soul also. But she was willing. She was willing to do God's will. She embraced it. She accepted it. What else do we know about Mary? Maybe not in this account, but later on. What else did she do? Okay.
There's nothing to do with that, but first of all, she wasn't Christian. She was a Jew. Whatever that means. Because you think, whenever people talk about the biblical characters, everybody thinks them that into like this century.
Right.
She wasn't a Christian. None of them were Christians. They're all Jews. So if she was having a baby, that means if she was religious, most likely. If you're in Brooklyn, you know what religious Jews, how they are. If you were pregnant at 13, there probably was some issue going on.
Right.
So
right.
The traditions of the Jews are all related to this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about that, but that's a big part of the story.
Right. Did they speak in King James either?
Hmm?
Did they speak King James?
All King James.
It's true, though. Sometimes we don't realize that.
It's King James. Sorry. King James.
That all of these characters are Jews.
Wasn't who King James is.
All right. How about this? In other places, it says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. What does that tell you about her? How would you describe her?
She had great faith in Jehovah.
Yes. This thought of being is this a word? Where's my dictionary? Joel.
Contemplative, is that a word?
Contemplative.
Yes.
Maybe?
Did I make that one up?
I picture Mary as a young lady who thought before she spoke. Anybody here like that? She was happy to be still. Yes, Brother Tom.
The Lord literally had to shut Zacharias' mouth and maybe he took occasion because of his unbelief, but when he came out of the temple, he was like trying to tell everybody what happened, and he couldn't. So that he was dangerous in that if he started blaring around, hey, mom, my wife's having a son, he's going to be a great, they would start saying, hey, where are you coming from? You know, you're not the high priest or whatever. But and if Mary did that, she would really be in trouble. They would have stoned her in that culture. Mm-hmm. But the Lord had a chosen vessel who would keep to herself and protect that holy seed that was in her, which she was entrusted with. Mm-hmm. So God knew what he was doing and choosing her as the right person that would not just go around bragging about it, but treasuring it.
Amen. We see how she makes this choice to go visit her cousin, Elizabeth. The angel told her about Elizabeth, and she goes, and even before she says anything to Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit speaks through Elizabeth. The babe leaped in my womb. But here's another thing I thought about Mary, and it's down in that, it's something that Elizabeth says to her. It's down in the 45th verse. Look at that. Well, here she says, in a loud voice, Elizabeth exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Now here it is. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Your sister mentioned this faith. She had faith. She had faith. And so again, we see those two thoughts coming together, trust and obey. Be it unto me according to your word. Lord, I'm willing, but I'm also trusting, I'm believing that what you've told me will take place. It will be accomplished. And as God's servants, beloved, we need to believe his word. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. And so we want to embrace his plan, his purpose for our lives. I am the Lord's servant. Could you say that? Say it with me. I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's servant. And so God made choice, not based on any outward thing. Yes, she had to be in that line of David. But he took an ordinary young girl and accomplished the greatest miracle. Is there a greater miracle than incarnation? And she was willing. Lord, I'm willing. Let your purpose, your plan, be accomplished in me. And I believe that you are able. It seems there was that question, right? How could it be? How can this be? And there's that word. I think she took that word from the angel. With God, nothing shall be impossible. God tells us to do something. Say, God, I can't do that. That's impossible. I can't. But he wants us to believe. And he assures us, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Dad has told us that that's another translation of that would be, no word of God is without power. No word of God is without power. If God speaks to you, there's a power there to accomplish it. Just one more thought. And it's really, it's mentioned already, but this thought of the work of the Holy Spirit that took place. I do believe that Mary had to really yield herself to that and say, Lord, I'm your servant. Be it unto me according to your word. And that made a way for the Holy Spirit to come. And so just consider those things about this young lady, Mary. All right, what did you write down? I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but it's important that we respond to God's word and say, what does this mean to me? What does this mean to me? I'm not a young lady. So what does it mean to me? Can I take it, Ken, for myself? Right? Lord, I want to do your will. I just want to be available to you. And that's what it says there. God's best servants are often ordinary people who make themselves available to him. Brother Tom said he's never going to be great in this world's eyes. And in the world's eyes, this young girl wasn't too much of a value. But in God's sight, what does God see? What does God see when he looks down upon this little gathering this morning? Are there those here who say, Lord, I'm your servant. Have your way with me. Whatever you choose, Lord, I choose to believe you, to know that you will fulfill what's best in my life. I'm available to you.
Something?
Of course.
I went a little bit further in this chapter. The 46th verse, after Elizabeth speaks to her, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. And then she goes on for I don't know how many verses. We say she was a woman, and usually women weren't allowed in the synagogue. Isn't that true? And yet, the verses that follow, you think she was a good speaker. I think she was religious from the verses that... Let's read them. All right, can we read them, Phil?
Sure.
Starting with the 46. Let's read it together with a little enthusiasm, all right? Make believe you are Mary reading. Ready?
Mom, it's not going to work.
Oh, because you got the NIV?
We have all different translations.
Or just those who have King James. Ready? What is it? And Mary said,
magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
The Catholic Church has made that possible.
For he that hath mighty hath done to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Amen.
Now where did she get all that from?
She was very devoted to Jehovah. I mean, the Jews were supposed to be worshiping Jehovah all the time. And I guess Mary was brought up to be like that.
God had promised in the Old Testament that he was going to send a Savior, and she somehow knew it. Spoke to Abraham?
Yes.
Someone has said every virgin could expect to be the mother of Jesus. This was promised. The virgin shall give birth, right? So every young girl could expect that she would be the mother of the Messiah. So Mary knew some things. Otherwise she could not have spoken like this.
Let's sing together. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. This with all my heart I say, I'll obey thee come what may. Dear Lord, have thy way. Number 359, 359. Jesus, see me at thy feet with my sacrifice complete. I am bringing all to thee, thine alone I'll be. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. It is with all my heart I say, I'll obey thee come what may. Dear Lord, have thy way. Oh, how patient thou hast been with my pride and inbred sin. Oh, what mercy thou hast shown, grace and love unknown. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. This with all my heart I say, I'll obey thee come what may. Dear Lord, have thy way. Lord, I love myself and sin. Enter now and make me clean. Make my heart just like thine own. Come, Lord, take thy throne. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. This with all my heart I say, I'll obey thee come what may. Dear Lord, have thy way. Lord, thy love has won my all. Let thy Spirit on me fall. Burn up every trace of sin. Make me pure within. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. This with all my heart I say, I'll obey.
Lord, we'd like to emulate Mary in this regard, that you have your way. Be it unto us according to your word. Lord, you've spoken to our hearts. Let it be our portion. Thank you, Lord, that we can be your servants, totally, entirely given to thee, to fulfill your purpose in our lives, that we may glorify thee, please thee in all things. Teach us, Lord. Teach us further what it means to be your servant. And so today, may we please you in all that we allow, that your blessing may flow among us. You have a good design over this camp, and you are fulfilling your will as we serve thee with our whole heart. So have your way, Lord. Today, amen.